Good morning.
大家早.
I apologize this morning. I have a bit of a cold.
我今天早上有一点感冒.
So hopefully we can get through this whole thing this morning.
但愿我们今天可以把这些讲完.
I'm taking a several month break from the book of Ezekiel.
我暂时在这几个月当中不讲以西结.
In light of the announcement that we had heard last week. Within churches, change appears to be a normal thing. People come and people go.
人来人往.
And often there are changes and transitions within leadership within the church.
经常教会的领导,
this appears to be one of those times. But this sort of change is not at all foreign to the text of Scripture.
从这个圣经来看,
it turns out that Paul had left Timothy in the city of Ephesus as a church leader. Timothy was transitioning into a position of leadership into a church.
那么提摩西,提摩太呢,就是在变成教会的领导人物的一个过程之间。
And so his position is not much different from ours.
他那时候的状况跟我们现在状况应该不太不同。
Now the books of 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus are a group of books known as the pastoral epistles.
所以提摩太前书,后书跟提多书
They were written by the Apostle Paul. And they're a very interesting series of letters. And they're very different from most of the other letters that he has written. Most letters that he writes are addressed to specific local churches. These three letters, however, are addressed to certain individuals.
这三封书信呢, 是写给三个人的。
So when were these books written? If we're to put the various geographical clues together that Paul places for us,
假如我们看到保罗所在这个时候经过的地方,
they don't match up with any specific time in the book of Acts. And if you remember at the end of the book of Acts, the book ends with Paul chained to a burly Roman guard. But he's under house arrest in the city of Rome. And while he's in Rome, he has relative amounts of freedom. As long as he doesn't leave his house, he can preach as much as he wants. So people are flocking to him all over to hear his preaching. And while he's in Rome, he writes a number of books. He writes a letter to the Philippians. He likely writes the letter to Ephesians and Colossians. He writes the letter to Philemon. And so he's in prison and he's still ministering to these people. History and tradition tells us that at the end of 2 years he's released. And there's a period of 3 to 4 years where he has a relative amount of freedom. And it's possible that during this time, he goes to Spain like he says he desires to in the book of Romans. But it's during this time of release that he writes the books of 1 Timothy and Titus. And so at the very least, we know he makes a trip back to the city of Ephesus. Through modern day Turkey and Macedonia. And he even stops at the island of Crete. On the island of Crete, he drops off Titus. In order to strengthen and build the churches there. In a city of Ephesus. You remember where Paul spent 3 years of very profitable ministry. He drops off Timothy. And it appears as if Timothy becomes the pastor of the church at Ephesus. At the end of this 3 to 4 year period, he ends up being dragged back to Rome and brought before the Emperor Nero. And he defends himself successfully the first time. And between his first and second defenses before the Emperor, he pens the letter of 2 Timothy. He knows that his death is near. And so 2 Timothy is a letter pleading for Timothy to actually begin to practice some of the things that he's learned as a pastor. And so 2 Timothy becomes the last words of an apostle to his young protege.
And
so tradition tells us then that Paul was beheaded in the city of Rome. But who was this young man called Timothy? What's so special about him? Well, you remember in Paul's first missionary journey, he leaves from the city of Antioch. And he goes by sea and he hits a couple of islands. And then he cuts north and he heads through the region called Galatia. And he hits the cities of Iconium, of Derbe, and in Lystra. And it's in one of these cities that the Jewish people hate him so much that they stir up various people in the city. And they drag him out of the city. And they stone him and leave him for dead. And due to a miraculous work of God, Paul survives the stoning, returns into the city, strengthens the believers there, and returns back to the cities of Derbe and Iconium before returning back to the city of Antioch. When he returns to the city of Antioch, he meets some people from the church in Jerusalem. And at the beginning of Acts 15, we find out that these people are preaching that if you want to be a Christian, you got to be circumcised. And Paul, who had spent months preaching to these Gentiles, begins to argue and he begins to debate and he says, no! There's no way in the world that somebody needs to keep the law in order to be a Christian. And so as a warning to the churches that he just started, up in this northern region of Galatia, he sits down and he pens the letter to the Galatians. And he says to them that if anyone comes preaching to you any other gospel than that which you have heard,
假如任何人来到你们中间，向你们传你们从来没有听过的福音，
He says, "Let him be damned."
就让这些人离开。
And his language is that strong.
所以他的这个语言很严肃。
And because of this letter that he had written,
所以因为他写的这封书信,
and because of these people from the city of Jerusalem, from the church in Jerusalem that were preaching,
也因为这个在耶路撒冷的教会的人所提倡的,
Paul and Barnabas head down to Jerusalem.
所以保罗跟巴拿巴就回到
And as they're heading down there, they stop in various churches and they tell them the wonderful things that God has been doing among the Gentiles.
在去耶路撒冷路上，他们经过很多教会，然后向那些教会的人说神的一切奇妙的工作。
So they get to the church of Jerusalem.
当他们到了耶路撒冷的教会，
Church of several thousand people.
那个教会有几千人。
And they begin to ask questions.
他们开始问问题。
And I say, what's going on?
他说，在发生什么事了？
And so the apostles and the other church leadership in Jerusalem, the pastor is James, the brother of Jesus. They call a church business meeting. And they begin to discuss the issue. And Paul gets up and tells the wonderful things that God has been doing among the Gentiles. And then he brings up his concern. And he says, this is what certain people in the church of Jerusalem have been preaching. Is this what you believe? And so then the Apostle Peter stands up. And Peter looks at the people. And he says, I agree with Paul. How can we place the burden of this law on top of people? We ourselves can't even keep the Old Testament law. How can we expect Gentiles, so this is the first time they've ever heard the law, to keep the law? And so Pastor James, the brother of Jesus, stands up. And he begins to preach from the Old Testament. And he begins to explain to them how the law was really meant for a different purpose. And so he makes some recommendations. He says, in order to have fellowship with our church, you need to avoid fornication. You need to avoid meat offered to idols. You need to avoid blood. And you need to avoid things that have been killed by strangling. And the congregation stood up and they voted on it. And they said, we agree, the thing is good. And so they wrote these things down in a letter to various churches saying, these are the things that we believe. And they handed a copy of the letter to Paul and to Barnabas and to some other messengers. And so at the end of Acts 15, Paul and Barnabas leave Jerusalem. And they go back up to the city of Antioch. And Paul and Barnabas are about to depart on their second missionary journey. Well, on their first missionary journey, they took a young man with them by the name of John Mark. This is the same Mark who will eventually write the Gospel of Mark. But on their first missionary journey, halfway through, for some reason, John Mark gets homesick and leaves. And Mark is the cousin of Barnabas.
那么马可是巴拿巴的一个表兄弟。
And Barnabas is known for being a gracious, compassionate, forgiving man.
So Barnabas is 一出名对人有同情心的。
And Paul says, "Yeah, we can't take him on another missionary journey."
所以保罗就说，我们不能再让马可跟我们一起去旅行。
He's just going to leave us and go.
他会再离开我们。
And Barnabas says, no, let's give him another chance.
So Barnabas says, 我们再给他一个机会。
And the scripture says that their dispute was so fierce.
所以在圣经上记载，他们之间的讨论非常的激烈。
The Barnabas gets on a boat and goes one way.
所以巴拿巴就开始往一个方向走。
And Paul heads back up north towards Galatia.
所以保罗呢就往北边走。
And so Paul is here almost alone.
所以这个时候，保罗几乎是单独的一个人。
He still has Silas with him.
他还有希拉跟他在一起。
But it's a much smaller group than which he originally set out with.
可是跟他开始的时候的人要减少很多。
So look in Acts chapter 16.
我们看使徒行传十六章。
Paul gets back to the cities of Derbe and Lystra.
所以保罗回到特比跟路斯德。
He returns to these two places, at one of which he was stoned and left for dead.
他回到他当初被人家用石头打的地方。
And there's a young kid there by the name of Timothy.
在那里有一个年轻人叫做提摩太。
A young disciple.
是一个新的信徒。
He was the son of a Jewish woman who's a believer.
他的母亲是个犹太人，是信徒。
But his father was Greek.
他的父亲是希腊人。
And all of the Christians within that city thought that this was a good man.
这所有在那个城里面的基督徒都认为提摩太是个好人。
He has potential.
他是有这个潜在的力量。
And Paul recognizes this potential.
保罗也看出他的这个潜在力。
And he wanted to take Timothy with him.
他想带提摩太跟他一起去旅行。
And so in order that Timothy being Jewish wouldn't cause a hindrance to Paul's ministry to the Jews,
因为提摩太是犹太人，一半犹太人，可是为了避免让保罗的这个传道的工作受到损失，
Paul is Timothy circumcised.
所以保罗替提摩太行割礼。
He doesn't do it for the fact that this would make Timothy a better Christian.
他这样做并不表示能够让提摩太变成更好的教基督徒。
He does it because Timothy is already Jewish.
他这样做是因为提摩太已经是。
And in order to not hinder their evangelistic ministries to other Jews.
所以这样就不会影响到他们对其他的犹太人的传道的工作。
He had them circumcised.
所以他让他受隔离。
So it's in verse 4, it says, they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem.
所以第四节说，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
So you can imagine the things that Timothy has seen on his journey.
所以你可以想象到在提摩太旅行路上所看到的事情。
He saw where Paul first entered the city of Philippi.
他看到保罗第一次进的那个腓立比的城。
And where a demon-possessed woman followed them around, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God."
所以在那里有一个使女是受鬼魔附体的，一直叫说这些人就是从最高神带来的。
And so he observed Paul cast the demon out of this woman.
他看到保罗从这个使女的身上把这些小鬼赶出去。
And then he observed that the city guards grabbing Paul and giving him a thorough beating.
所以他也看到保罗被那个守城的人抓住，受到鞭打。
And they observed Paul as they threw him in the jail.
他也看到保罗被放在监牢里面。
And he observed the response of Paul.
也看到保罗的反应。
To the people after he was released.
在他被放出来以后对那些人的反应。
You can imagine all of the various things that Timothy saw when he was in the city of Ephesus.
所以你可以想象到提摩太在以弗所里面所看到的。
During Paul's first preaching ministry there.
在当保罗在那边做的事工。
The miracles that Paul did were so great.
保罗所行的奇迹是很大。
The amount of healings he did were so wonderful.
在他所做的一些
That as Paul was laboring and working, he would wipe sweat off of his brow. And people would take the handkerchiefs that had Paul's sweat on it. And they take it to people who were sick. And by wiping them with that handkerchief, they'd be healed. And you can imagine all the things that as Timothy is learning to preach at the feet of Paul. If I was learning from a man like that, I'd be a bit intimidated. And it appears, when you read the pastoral epistles, Timothy was a timid type person. He was frequently nervous. He was frequently afraid. And so we're going to constantly see Paul encouraging this young pastor.
So
when he writes the first letter to his friend Timothy, he's writing it for a specific purpose. Look at 1 Timothy 3:15. This is the purpose for the entire book. Verse 14 says,
第14节说,
I hope to come to you soon, but I am writing these things so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth. So he is writing this book for a very specific reason. He's saying that within a local church, which is a body of baptized believers within a geographical location, that this is how a church ought to be run. This is how what a church ought to look like. And so from this concept, we have what we can call the rule of prescription. Which is to say, within a local church, and especially within a worship service, anything that is specifically commanded in Scripture, we must do. Anything which is specifically rejected in Scripture, we must reject. And anything which is not explicitly stated, you shall do this, should be left out of church. There is no room for innovation within a local church. We desire to practice church the same way that Paul would have practiced church. And so Paul begins this book with a plan for a purity of doctrine and purity of life. So within the churches, there appeared to be a problem. There are all sorts of new believers, new converts who are these Jewish people and possibly many Jewish rabbis entering the church. Jewish rabbis, more than anyone else, love debating theology. They love debating various aspects of the law. And so, within some of these churches, these debates going on about genealogies and various laws were getting so heated. That the churches had lost their focus on the gospel. So in verse number 3, we have the charge that Timothy has, and this is to rebuke false teachers. It says that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine. And this word, different doctrine, is very interesting. When we use the English word orthodoxy, what orthodoxy literally means is straight teaching or straight doctrine. This is a word, however, that Paul made up. This word, different doctrine. It's literally the word heterodoxy.
What is heterodoxy?
Heterodoxy means other doctrine.
So that is false,
so it's the opposite of good biblical sound teaching. And these are not to devote themselves to different myths and endless genealogies.
So these are the other things
These genealogies, it says, they promote speculation. So we like making guesses about theology. For instance, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin?
换句话说,有多少个这个天使可以在...
It's a speculative question.
这是一种猜测。
It's a question for which we really have no answer.
那么对这种猜测,我们是没有标准的回答。
And so these questions, really, Paul says, do not need to be discussed.
所以保罗说,这种猜测的无凭的话语,在教会里面不应该传。
However, they are to be speaking of things that says promote the stewardship or dispensation from God that is by faith. What is this stewardship? Now, you remember the city in which Timothy is located. And in this church where he's at, in the city of Ephesus, in the church record, you can probably find a letter. And it was a letter that Paul had already written to the Ephesians. And so if you look at Ephesians chapter
3,
you can see and understand and realize what is this stewardship that he's talking about.
Ephesians 3,
1-6. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner on behalf of Jesus Christ, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. And he's going to explain it in verse
3.
How the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has been now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery, this is the stewardship, Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. What this mystery is, is when Jesus Christ, He came and He died. And the church starts in Acts chapter 2. The interesting thing is that a new thing about the church that's far different from Old Testament Israel. Old Testament Israel is a tightly knit ethnic group. They are a group of people with common ancestry. However, this church takes Jewish people who have believed in Jesus Christ, takes Gentile people who have believed in Jesus Christ, and He creates and He makes a new body. So that when you look at this new body, in the eyes of God, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. There's no difference between slave and freeman. There's no difference between male and female. And the means by which this happens, according to Ephesians 3, it says it's through the gospel. And what is this gospel? Paul says it elsewhere in 1 Corinthians 15.
在其他地方, 哥林多前书15章, 保罗也说过,
he very clearly defines it
他很清清楚楚地给他下了定义,
as both history and an explanation of the history.
这是历史跟对历史的解释。
In history, we know that Christ died.
从历史上面我们知道耶稣死了。
We also know that Christ rose from the dead. With explanation, we know that Christ died for our sins. And when He died, He paid a penalty for our sins. When He rose from the dead, He forever proved that our sins are gone. And it's this gospel of which Paul is speaking in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 4.
这就是保罗在提摩太前书第一章第四节所说的福音。
When he's speaking of the stewardship from God,
但他说是为神的管家,
that comes from faith.
是从信心来的。
So that's the charge. We must rebuke false teachers who diminish the gospel. Why? The purpose of the charge is listed in verses 5 through 7. And the first reason is love. What is love? This isn't just some sappy, romantic, sentimental feeling. It's a deep-seated sense of self-sacrifice for another human. And there are three words here in verse 5, which are modifying the kind of love that we ought to have. Number one, there is love from a clean heart. Did you know it's possible to love with an impure heart? We're thinking that we're loving for all the right reasons. But oftentimes, our love is a selfish love. When I was a child, We used to think we could get money from my parents. Mommy, can I have $5? No. But mommy, I love you. It's a selfish love. And selfishness is the opposite of a pure heart. If we're going to rebuke those false teachers, if we're going to do it from a heart of love, then we need to be sure that we have kept our own sin accounts short. Number two, we need to do it with a good conscience. The concept of good conscience is mentioned all over the place in these pastoral epistles. The opposite of a good conscience is in chapter 4, verse 2. There are some who will depart from the faith. And in their departure from the faith, they follow after deceitful spirits. 1 Timothy 4:2. It says, through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared.
Where are you?
Chapter 4, verse 2.
Your chapter 4, am I? 中文的翻译是这些因说谎话之人的假冒这等人的良心如同被热铁落灌了一般。
There are those who have consciences
那些有良心的人
that when they sin
当他们犯罪的时候
the first time they sin
他们第一次犯的时候
their conscience is really bothering them
他们的良心会责备他们。
But they decide to not confess their sin. And so the next time that they sin, their conscience bothers them even less. So if they keep following this pattern of ignoring their conscience, it's eventually as if they had no conscience.
换句话说,
and so in order to have a good conscience,
假如有一个好的良心,
whenever we sin,
我们犯罪的时候,
and the Holy Spirit places His finger on our heart, and says, you just lied.
你犯罪了,
you just stole.
你偷了,
you just cheated.
你欺骗,
you just yelled at your wife.
你在乱叫,
you just disobeyed your parents.
你不遵守你的父母,
you have a choice to make.
你要做一个决定,
you can either confess your sin both to God and the person against whom you sinned.
那么在一个你 得罪了，犯罪得罪人面前认罪,
and you can keep a good conscience.
这样你就可以有一个好的良心,
or you can say it's not that big of a deal.
特别说这并不重要,
look at the bad things they did as well.
你看他们所做的一些坏事,
and then your conscience is seared.
那么他,
so love comes out of a pure heart.
所以爱是来自一个清洁的心,
it comes out of, number two, a good conscience.
那么, 第二个是要有无愧的良心,
and it says here it comes from sincere faith.
无伪的信心,
this word sincere is an interesting word.
那么这个信, 无伪这个是很好的一个字,
it's the Greek word hypocrite,
也就是希腊文假冒为善这个字,
with a negative put on the front of it.
他把那个否定的词放在前面,
so in English we would literally say it's unhypocritical.
所以要用英文来讲, 就是不假冒为善,
And in Greek times, a hypocrite was a person in the theater.
那么从这个希腊的人在戏剧里面所演的这个假冒为上。
And in a theater, how do you tell who the different characters are?
从这个戏剧里面，你怎么知道这里面的这些人角色是什么样子？
You would carry a mask.
戴一个这个面罩。
But what if you had one actor who played more than one people?
假如一个演员演不同的角色。
He would carry two masks.
戴两个面罩。
And this is what we would call a hypocrite.
这就是所谓的假冒为善。
So he would wear one mask and speak as one character.
所以你用一个
And then he would wear another mask and speak as another character.
另外一个面罩讲另外一个人的话。
And so hypocrites
所以假冒为善的人,
are essentially those people
也就是那些人,
who act one way around one group of people
他在某一些人面前做一样的, 某一种行为,
and act a different way around a different group of people.
在另外一些人面前做另外一个行为。
How does this look in 21st century America?
所以在美国, 21世纪, 美国这看来怎么样?
You go to church on Sunday morning.
你礼拜天早上去教会。
Oh, how are you doing, brother?
你好吗, 弟兄?
How are you doing, sister?
姐妹, 你好吗?
Oh, I'm just wonderful. God is just blessing me so much.
所以我很好, 神很祝福我。
Life is just so wonderful.
我的生命一切都很好。
It's so good.
非常好。
And you go to work on Monday.
在礼拜一早上去上班。
And your friend who you know doesn't go to church
你的朋友们不去教会的,
comes up to you and begins grumbling about your boss.
所以他们出来在你面前, 这个批评你的宝,
and you don't like your boss either.
你也不喜欢你的长官。
And so you begin grumbling about how you both don't like your boss.
所以你们一起在这里抱怨。
You're acting one way in church.
你在教会里面行为是一种。
In church, you're acting in love.
在教会里面你好像有爱。
You're acting as a Christian ought to act.
你就好,行为就像基督所应该做的。
And you go to work.
但你去工作。
And it's like you're not even a Christian anymore.
就好像你不再是基督徒。
It's hypocritical faith to do it that way.
所以你这样子做的话就是假冒为善。
But this says if we're going to rebuke those who are false teachers.
所以这里是用来责备拒绝这些假教师。
We must be unhypocritical in our faith.
所以在我们信心里面是无伪的。
In order to do this activity with love.
那么要是用爱来做这些工作的话。
In verse 6 and 7.
第六节跟第七节。
The purpose appears to be to bring back some of these people that have wandered away.
目的是把那些离开教会的人再招回来。
These people who have wandered away, they wandered into vain discussions. They like arguing various minutia of theological positions. And in arguing the minutia of these laws and these theological positions, they've lost the gospel. And in verse 7, Paul says that they desire to be law teachers. But it says that these people, they don't understand what they're saying. And they don't understand the things about which they're making confident assertions. And Paul says that these people who are making these all sorts of fancy arguments. In so many words, he says they're dumb and they're stupid. He says they have no idea about the things that they're talking about. They do not understand the scriptures that they claim to understand. And so then Paul goes into an explanation. And he explains by then going into, what is this law? He says, we know that the law is good. Specifically, since this is a Jewish type heresy he's dealing with. The law he's speaking of is the Mosaic law. Now, the law is good if we use it rightly. So what is a wrong use of the law then? Well, in the ancient Jewish times, you're trying to create a law in order to keep a law. So, it's against the law to do work on a Sabbath day. What is work?
什么是工作?
Well, collecting sticks to build your fire is work.
假如你去收集木材来生火是工作,
that's specifically listed in the Old Testament. Preparing for yourself food is work. Making bricks is work.
造砖也是工作.
But what if I'm in my house on a Saturday?
假如我礼拜六在家里,
and my wife comes in,
太太进来,
and she has dirty shoes on,
她鞋子很脏,
and there's a twig caught in her shoe,
在鞋子里面就一些,
and it's messing up the carpet a little bit. And I go over there and I pick up the twig off the carpet. Naughty, naughty sinner. You picked up a stick on a Sabbath day. This is not a lawful use of the law. When Jesus explains the law, he allows for a modicum of common sense to be used. But Paul explains in verse 9 that the law is not laid down for the just. People who are normally well behaved, who are simply decent in their actions, they don't need the law. Do you realize that we wouldn't need any driving laws if everyone drove like me? Because I am the perfect quintessential driver. But speed limits are created for people that drive down a road.
有关开车的法是给一些乱开车的人所设的。
And they're always going really fast and trying to cut around you and cut you off. And
所以他们通常开得很快, 想要超车。
The law is created for that kind of guy.
所以这个法律是为那些人所设立的。
The laws weren't made for me.
律法不是为他设的。
I don't speed.
我不开快车。
My car can't go that fast.
我车子走不了那么快。
Laws are created for those who break laws. I've never murdered anyone. Therefore, the law that says thou shalt not murder isn't really that applicable to my life. Because I have no plans in the near future. Or in the far future, for that matter, to go out and kill anyone. The law is not created for the just. However, it's created for the lawless and disobedient. It's created for evil, wicked, naughty sinners. It's created, it says, for the ungodly and for the sinners. These are those who reject God in their lives. It's created for the unholy and the profane. Those who are secular, who deny the existence of the sacred. And then for the rest of verse 9 through verse 11. He's going to list in practical application a number of the Ten Commandments. The law is for those who strike their father and mothers. In Exodus chapter 20, we have the listing of the Ten Commandments.
所以在, 出埃及记, 二十章, 我们有十诫,
the fourth commandment, the fifth commandment,
所以第四跟第五个诫,
is thou shalt honor your father and mother. This law that is created for mother strikers and for father strikers is an extreme application of the fifth commandment. If you hit your father and mother, you are breaking the fifth commandment. It's in verse 10, it's for the sexually immoral and men who practice homosexuality. The sixth commandment was murder, which is also listed in verse 9. The seventh commandment is thou shalt not commit adultery.
So, 第六个戒是跟第七个戒是犯奸淫罪的戒。
And these are right applications of the seventh commandment.
所以这一些就是正确的使用十戒的律法。
Any sort of sexual sin outside of marriage is committing adultery.
所以任何人在这婚姻以外有了性关系就是犯奸淫的罪。
According to this passage, any sort of homosexual action is adultery.
以这一节经节来看,任何有关同性恋的行为都是犯罪。
And it's not just actions with other people.
也不仅仅是跟其他的人所犯的罪。
This can extend to the viewing of pornography.
这个也可以包括看一些淫乱的电影。
This can extend to certain contemporary television shows.
也许跟某一些现代的电视节目。
There's a billboard that I drive by on my way to work that advertises a new TV show that I've never seen. The title of the show is Californication.
Is Californication 变成 Californication.
And it's a combination of two words, California, the state, and fornication, any sexually immoral activity.
This Californication.
It's wicked.
它这个是很,
the name of it tells you it's wicked.
它这个名字就告诉你说这个是很邪恶的。
The law is created for enslavers.
那么这个律法是给一些贩卖人口的奴隶的人。
And this is an extreme application of the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal.
所以这一个也就是 维持第八个诫命, 不可以偷窃。
And these are kidnappers.
这些是专门, 拐人的。
It's created for liars and perjurers.
是给了一些说谎的跟这个犯罪。
And this is an application for the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness.
所以这个就是第九个戒, 不可以做假见证的戒。
And it's created for whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine.
甚至哪一些跟正式教义不合的都是有罪。
By the way, Scripture never gives a comprehensive list of sins.
那么我们的圣经的经节从来没给我们一个很详细的例，一条一条的罪的例子。
But the Bible expects that those who understand sound doctrine,
但是白伯认为任何一个人他教义假如了解得清楚的话,
and it expects those who are living their lives in a manner that is pleasing to God,
那么这些人他们所过的生命是讨神喜悦的生命,
that they would not live their lives in a manner that is contrary to sound doctrine.
这他们所过的生命就跟正确的教义不会相反。
And this is sound doctrine in verse 11,
这也就是第十一节所说的,
which is in accordance with the glorious gospel of the blessed God. It's doctrine that's connected to the gospel, the gospel message that Christ came into the world to save sinners. In order that we as believers would sin less on this earth. And so Paul gives a warning to Timothy.
Number one,
beware of the false teachers. They're coming in. They want to distract us from the gospel. And number two, watch out for your own life. Are you living a life that's in accordance with sound doctrine? Are you living a life that's in accordance with the gospel? So that when you leave this building, when you go to your job tomorrow morning, when the next time you meet the unsaved people, they look at the way you live your life, and they could say by the manner that you live your life that person looks like the gospel ought to be. When you often try to witness to unsaved people in our world, you'll get the answer that churches are just full of hypocrites. And you know what? For the most part, they're being honest. Because more frequently, we live the 5 days a week that we're not in church. Just like the guy that's working next to us. And we're not living our lives in accordance with the gospel. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, the word that you have spoken is clear. And we pray, Father, that you would keep our church from false teachers. And we pray, Father, that when those false teachers begin to come into our church, you would help us to recognize them. And that you would help us to have the bravery to remove them from the positions in which they stand. And that you would help us to do this action in a loving manner. That we would lead this church in a gentle manner. And we pray that you would help our lives to live in accordance with the truth. Truth which you have declared in your word. And we pray this in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen.